And have you ever wanted to go back to Germany since that last
No,
meeting with your father?
no. I did go with a couple of groups when we took students, and I had a very good head of department. He was Polish and happened to be in Poland at the time the war broke out, and therefore, yeah, he had to join the Polish army. And he and I took a couple of trips to Germany with pupils, and that was most enjoyable.
And later in life, did you start mixing more with other people who came either as kinder transport or as survivors of the
Well,
Holocaust?
yes, I heard about the kinder transport. I think it was really through Hansi, although she didn't come with a kinder transport. But I just had this desire to meet some of the others, and I used to enjoy meeting Bob and Betty and the Wungers, whom I hadn't known before, and some of the others, and all had done very well, you know. So, but Rosa Zakarin was a dear lady, yeah, and I found her very nice. She's been through to see me, but it's keeping in touch, you know, and there it is.
If you look back now on your years here in Scotland, what would you say has been the high point for you?
Oh my, there's so many.
Or high points?
Yeah, well, getting wonderful foster parents, even although I was never adopted, they were wonderful parents to me. They had lost their own child, and mum nearly died, and the baby was stillborn, and she couldn't have any more. But they took me, thinking that I would go back to my own parents. What kind of people are those? Wonderful, loving people. That was a highlight, and giving me an education, because they did without. They didn't get grants in those days, and they saw me right through my education and everything, and it was wonderful. And I said, well, one thing I'm not going to do, and that's I'm not going to teach. Well, just wait and see. So my lady advisor said to me, Edith, I want you to take a year at Murray House. If, you know, once you're through, you go and get your degree. And I said, I don't want to teach. But she said, nevertheless, take your year at Murray House. And I always remember, because Miss Christie was a very strict lady, but she was an excellent, excellent lady and teacher. We had her for classics, for Latin. And that's what I did. I found myself in teaching, and I loved it. Absolutely loved it. I had 31 and a half years teaching, and I loved it.
And did you ever tell the children about your background and where you
No,
came
but
from?
since I've retired, I've done many talks in schools, usually to either primary seven or a lot to primary seven, and also to secondary schools. Yeah, I did that for many years, and but now I'm past that, I think, yeah.
And you felt it was important, why, to do that?
Because I had to hide my Jewishness, I had to hide my being German, and through mum and dad they said, but there's nothing to be ashamed of. Why would you hide that? And I suddenly felt I can shout it from the rooftops. I am Jewish. And if I were in a room that was full of people and somebody said, any Jews stand, I would not even hesitate. Because I am so proud of my Jewish birth and that I had a Jewish mother that bore me.
And yet you're a keen member of the church as well, aren't
Yeah,
you?
yes. I was a deacon for many, many years, but it's only for so many years at a time in the Baptist church. I was baptized, and Hansie came. She said, Edith, I don't know if I'm going to manage because I'm in Coldstream in the morning for the service, but if I can, I'll be there in the evening.
And that was Hansie
Hansie
Douglas.
Douglas Dobbshina, yeah.
Dobbshina.
And I can always remember her when I was baptized. And Helen, who is my best friend, Dr. Wisher, she came, got me out and dried me off and went and got dressed. And then I came through, and Hansie shot down the aisle like that, you know. She was
Give you a
lovely.
hug.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Are there, I shouldn't ask this really, but are there any low points from your experience here in Scotland?
Difficult to tell, because in many ways I've been so blessed. So many ways, my home, no mortgage. I could take early retirement because of my deafness. That has been a hard thing to put up with, because it started when I was in my late 30s, and it's got steadily worse. So I have very strong hearing aids, and yeah, and I think I always vowed, which was wrong, I know that now, that I would never marry unless it was a Jew that I married. And as it so happened, one of the loves of my life was German, turned out to be German, and I couldn't tell him. I hadn't even the courage to tell him that I was Jewish, but I just broke it off and said, no, I don't think this friendship is going to go anywhere. So, yeah. But no, I've been so blessed. And pension from my teaching, you know, and everything in the house was left for me, so I'm blessed. I would have loved to have had children, especially grandchildren. Oh, how I would have loved them. But I have 7 godchildren, and they are very loving, and I've had them since they were born, and now they're all grown up. That's some of them up there. These are godchildren.
You've got lovely photographs.
My identical twins,
Well, Edith, that was very nice to speak to this afternoon. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.